You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, everybody. How you doing out there? Yes, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I think we finally reached fall. Is it fall now? I can't tell because where I live, it's still like 90-some degrees. Kind of hard because, you know, many of us, we observe, not many of us, some of us observe the Jewish holidays. And one holiday of which is Yom Kippur, where you fast and atone for your sins. I talk about this every year. But when you fast, you do without food or water. So it's always more difficult for those of us to do without water when you live in the desert climates. Now, I know no one's going to say, well, boo-hoo, Dr. Dahlia, look, you know, people in Israel, they live in the desert and they have to do it. I know, but I still like to complain about it. You know, some of you get to be, you know, in Florida atoning for your sins and fasting. All you have to do is stick your tongue out in the air and get some moisture. But, you know, where I live in southern Nevada, it is dry, dry. And I was taught very early on by my parents that when you do the fast, keep your mouth shut so you don't lose water. It's true. The more you talk, the more fluid you lose. And I find that very difficult. I don't know what's more difficult, doing without food for 24 hours, doing without liquid for 24 hours, right? Or keeping my mouth shut. Very difficult. I don't know. Now, unfortunately, the whole purpose of, you know, the whole Jewish holidays and everything we're going through is one is to celebrate the new year, although I've always been confused because we never have fireworks and nobody ever really gets toasted. I mean, Manischewitz gives you a nice kick, but not enough to really get to know noisemakers, no funny hats. You actually spend, you know, a good part of time in temple, you know, praying. And then, you know, even though you're supposed to be celebrating the new year, you're supposed to over 10 days reflect. All right. So you reflect, you know, have I been really good to Kyle, you know, at GCN? Kyle, oh, no, I probably took Kyle off. And then you have to make up with Kyle. You know, well, making up with Kyle, I mean, you got to eat a lot of crow, right? And then you got to make up with people, right? And then you got to atone for your sins. And then that final day, okay, so you've been reflecting for 10 days. That final day you fast and you really try to do that final oomph of atoning. Now, you know, for somebody like me, I've discussed this many times, one day just isn't enough. I'm going to actually request from my rabbi that I could do a, you know, fiscal quarter type of fast, because honestly, one day just doesn't even put a dent into it. But, you know, to do without food and water is pretty tough. So then what happens is you need to, so you're so worried about not eating, you're so worried about not drinking, you're so worried about keeping your lips closed tightly that you forget that you were supposed to atone for your sins. All of a sudden, Yom Kippur is over, right? So Thursday comes along, Yom Kippur is over, and you're like, oh, crap, I didn't flip and atone for my sins like I should have. So then you're like, okay, well, I'll do it this weekend, and then you never do it, so you go a whole nother year, and you're closer to hell. So you gotta do it right. That's what I'm telling you. If you're gonna do the Jewish holidays correctly, you do it right. Okay? And, like I said, live in a humid area, stick your tongue out, get some humidity on the tongue, and then, no, you can't even eat your boogers. You cannot even eat your boogers. Nothing. No food or water for 24 hours. I mean, if you're sick, if you're elderly, if you're a kid, you don't have to fast. But if you're, I have tried to get sick leave. I have to admit. I have my period. I tried to pull the, eyelash, falling into my eye trick. I tried to even pull the paper cut. It doesn't work. I mean, you need a really good excuse. And unfortunately, none of my doctor friends will write me a note. So, and probably because they really, you know, want me to stay out of hell. And that's kind of nice. That's kind of nice, but it's always hard. All right. So for those joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The one thing I've learned in my life is you got to keep God happy. You do. You know, I used to be a real geek. I used to. Okay, stop it. Okay. Try to imagine, it's going to be a stretch. Okay, try to imagine that at one point in my life I was cool, or I'm cool today. Okay, just, I know it's a stretch, okay? We're going to theorize here. But use your imagination. But when I was in school, I hated missing work. I couldn't stand missing school. I couldn't stand missing work. I just couldn't miss a day. I'm still like that. I hate missing work. I hate missing a show. I hate missing work. I hate missing a period. Everything. I just don't like to miss stuff. I hate it. And so I used to complain. I used to dislike the Jewish holidays because I didn't want to miss school. I tell you, my parents must have thought I was the biggest geek. You know, but I mean, the one thing I've learned is, you know, as long as you keep God happy, I mean, this is how I look at things. You all don't have to look at things. This is how I look at things. You keep God happy, everything's going to kind of work out. So, I just got to figure out, I only have a few days left, you know, to figure out, I mean, I should be good all year long, but you got to be really, really good, really, really good these days. It's hard. It's really hard to be really, really good. Yeah, plus while you're dieting. Okay, so just do things good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Oh, I got to make up with a lot of people there. Oh, I've had a couple BFs, and I start yelling and screaming. I'm kind of a high-maintenance radio host, unfortunately. I thought I was low-maintenance. I thought it was cool, but apparently I'm kind of considered high-maintenance. Big thanks to Kyle, who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. I know you have plenty of choices. I know you do. And either you're too lazy to switch the radio dial, or you actually really like my show, and I really appreciate that. So thank you. Call in with your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you, Kyle. Kyle's showing me some love. I love Kyle. If you don't like letters, 1-877-362-3254. We got a lot of medical news I'm going to have to update you on, keep you guys up to speed. But, of course, I'm here to answer your questions. Keep you abreast of everything that's going on. No. I don't think we're in Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Oh, Lord have mercy when we get to that month. That's a tough one. I don't know how you guys get through Breast Cancer Awareness Month. That is a long month, honestly. I'll try to make it interesting, though. I know that's a tough one. And for those of you that took the pop quiz yesterday, congratulations. I know that was pretty stressful. Anxiety producing, and I think a lot of you did well, okay? And I'll give you some hints on next week's pop quiz. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't forget, we are booking for the Alaskan cruise. We got a great group of people so far. I am so excited. Remember, we are leaving next June, leaving out of Seattle to go up the Inside Passage of Alaska. You don't really get seasick because it's smooth and you get to see coastal Alaska practically the whole trip as you're going up. So it's nice because, you know, I always kind of worry, you know, being out in the middle of the ocean. You know, not because of Titanic or anything like that, but it just, I just like see land. I just like to know where to go. You know, I don't like looking outside, not knowing where to go. I like to look outside and know where to go. Okay, like the sidewalks over there, Baskin Robbins over there, coastal Alaska over there. I mean, I just need to know that. So, beautiful trip. Don't forget to go to my website and check it out. I hear my iPhone app should be coming out soon. If the iPhone app comes out soon, before I'm able to tell you, great, go ahead and download it. But right now, we just have the Android app, which still rocks. Don't forget to download the Dr. Dahlia Android app. Okay, so some of you have been asking me about Mitt Romney's medical records. I guess he's on Lipitor. Wow, Pfizer probably loved that one. I guess 65-year-old Mitt Romney, who looks damn good for his age. He looks awesome. I told you guys, 60 is the new 40. Now, there's nothing senior-ish about being in your 60s. 65-year-old Mitt Romney, apparently his personal doctor says he is energetic, he is strong, he is physically fit. He's total fox. He and Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan passed, too. Paul Ryan, he does like P90X or something, so of course he's in great shape. Apparently, he is allergic to penicillin. Okay, Mitt Romney is allergic to penicillin. I don't know why they put that, because bad guys could try to stick penicillin in his food. Mitt Romney's prostate appears to be enlarged, which I think this is ridiculous. I don't think this should be news. Okay, I don't think it really matters if our president's prostate is enlarged or not. Right? I mean, as long as he could sit in the Oval Office, I'm good. And then I guess he takes Lipitor for his high cholesterol. His doctor is Ronald Gaz of Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. He has been treating Mitt Romney since 1989. Isn't that a big HIPAA violation? Is it a HIPAA violation when we ask? Didn't Bush have a colonoscopy and everybody heard about it? You know, I know we want to know that our president is in good health. Isn't it amazing how years ago you didn't? It was none of anyone's business, like FDR, et cetera. I mean, they were able to keep it quiet. Now everyone's able to, just look at, you know, John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy had Addison's disease. That's why he was very, very tan. People with Addison's disease are very, very tan. They're very good looking. No, that doesn't mean Mitt Romney has Addison's disease. He's just good looking. Let me see. Apparently, he also takes, I think, an aspirin a day. And he takes Lipitor. Mitt Romney has never taken penicillin in his life, but he believes he's allergic to it, so he's going to stay away. He also takes a high-fiber diet, which implies that Mitt Romney has really good poo-poos. He totally abstains from drinking alcohol, does not drink, use tobacco products or illicit drugs. They've done studies where they've shown that the Mormon people, especially men, are very, very healthy. I mean, there is something to avoiding alcohol, tobacco, and drugs, right? His heart rate is in the 40s. Mitt Romney's heart rate is in the 40s. That's kind of interesting, because when your heart rate, normal heart rate is maybe 65, 68 to 80. That's kind of your normal heart rate, 70 to 90, sometimes we say. But usually I would probably really narrow it down to about 65 to 80, even though that's a longer range than the 70 to 90. So when somebody's heart rate is in the 40s, to me that means they're probably fairly athletic. Or they could be taking a beta blocker, but it doesn't sound like he's doing it. They say, Dr. Gass said that Romney's family has had a history of heart problems and prostate cancer, and he is monitoring his patient for that. That's got to be difficult. You as president, I mean, this is why I could never be president, because who does your pap smears? Honestly, who wants to? I mean, for crying out loud, can you imagine? Oh, no. Time for Dahlia's pap smear. I better break out the cultures. Oh, Lord have mercy. What am I going to find today? I mean, that's got to be a very, very difficult position for people to be in, let alone me as president. You know, I mean, do I really want somebody where the sun don't shine? You know, I think that's very, very difficult, very, very, very difficult to do. And, you know, and then, of course, it gets blasted all over the place. Well, Dr. Dahlia's uterus is retroverted. She has scar tissue where her ovarian tumor was removed. And she looks like she's had multiple use of her genital organs. I don't know what they would say, honestly. But do I really want the public talking about that? Anyway, it says Mr. Ryan has a very good exercise regime. He's in very good health. Paul Ryan has a family history of heart attack. So they're going to be watching his family also. He doesn't smoke and his alcohol use is infrequent. Barack Obama quit smoking, so his doctor is happy. So it looks like all the doctors appear to be happy with everybody. Oh, now we have the letter. We even have the letter on Willard Mitt Romney. Okay. Yeah, his first name is Willard. Oh, thank heavens he's going by Mitt. That's got to be tough if your parents give you a name that you can't use when you run for president. But, Lipitor, that's very interesting. Lipitor is probably, I don't want to say it's the most commonly used cholesterol medicine. I got a hunch it's simvastatin or Zocor is the most common. But Lipitor was up there in as one of the most popularized. And it's very interesting how that happened for those of you taking cholesterol. Pfizer had their act together. All right. And then later, AstraZeneca had their act together, too. And I really got to hand it to AstraZeneca. Unfortunately, their timing was not as ideal as Pfizer was. Pfizer came out with Lipitor, Viagra, Z-Pak, Zoloft, Zyrtec all around the same time. And these drugs were top drugs. And remember about 12, 15 years ago, I guess their stock split and Pfizer company did amazing. But what Pfizer had done is they had loaded us doctors up with samples. Okay. No, they really didn't take us. We didn't go on trips or anything like that. The trips were already ending. By the time I started to, by the time I grew up in medical hood, I didn't get to go on any of these trips like you used to hear about, you know, where other executives of other businesses get to be flown to Carmel or whatever. I guess doctors did get to enjoy that at some point. I never got to. I was too young by the time I got to residency. But they gave us a lot of samples. So you would start a person on a cholesterol medication. The Zocor samples, those were kind of starting to become far and few between. I think it was Merck at the time. And Pfizer was all over it. The rep were really, really cool. A lot of the Merck reps were cool, but there were a couple bad apples. And that really started to mess with you because I thought they were kind of BSing me on their data. There was a study that came out this week saying doctors are still completely biased on drugs based on the drug reps, etc., goodies. First of all, we're not getting any more goodies, so I don't know where they're coming out with that, but I got to tell you something. When Merck had Vioxx, and Vioxx was that COX-2 inhibitor for pain. I've discussed this many times. And I started to notice my patient's blood pressure go up. And I was starting to discuss that with the rep. And I'm not saying this in terms of Merck as a whole. Merck is a very good company, has a lot of good reps. But at the time, this one rep was kind of seedy. And I'm telling him, something's wrong. Can you let your company know? I'm seeing blood pressure go up on these medications. Oh, no, no, the cardiovascular data shows everything is fine, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, you just listen to me? And I said, to heck with it. I'm just not going to prescribe it. Yeah, they come in every week or every other week. And I'm like, I just don't, something's wrong. So I stopped prescribing it about 2 years before it went off the market. I just didn't like it. Something wasn't right. But Pfizer, just reps, very easy to talk to. You could tell them what you think. And they loaded us up with Lipitor samples. So you'd start a person on Lipitor, have samples to work with, have coupon cards, and we were able to make that medicine work, and insurance companies paid for it. Now, Lipitor has gone generic, but the one drug that insurance companies seem to consensusly cover is Simvastatin, which was the generic of Zocor. So if I had to make a guess, I would say probably Zocor Simvastatin is the most commonly used. Is it the most effective? In my particular experience, no. The most effective is actually Crestor. I love, love Crestor. Crestor's not generic yet, though. And now that we're coming, now that we're still in the recession, depression, whatever the heck we call it, whatever it is, it's not improving fast enough for my speed. Crestor came out years ago, samples, etc. It worked. I got to, you know, put a lot of people in control, take them off the 80 milligrams of other statins that they were taking, put them on a lower milligram dose of Crestor. The problem is now that we're in this recession and the insurance companies are really slashing what they cover left and right, I can't keep my patients on the Crestor. So I am losing a lot of control over the cholesterol management that I had at low dose statins because insurance companies won't pay for the Crestor. That's why I could work with Zocor. I could work with the Atorvastatin, which is generic Lipitor. I could work with it, but I'm not getting the triglyceride lowering, the HDL rising, the LDL lowering like I want. That's just a little bit of history of what happened with these cholesterol medications. Okay, we'll get to some more medical news when we get back. Your questions, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. GibsonsHealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their health erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, GibsonsHealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beets Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increase stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
All right, thank you all for joining in. This is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Just to remind you all, my new hours are 9 to noon. Pacific time, so Monday through Friday, you can listen to me 9 to noon. Now, I know many of you have been emailing me about online, and I appreciate all the calls that, you know, emails I've been getting. You could go to my website and listen to me online by on demand. And, of course, we'll keep you posted on anything new that's going on with our iPhone app and our Android app. But still, stay with us and be patient because we're getting everything kind of worked out. So y'all could listen to me at work and wherever you are. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget a little bit later when you guys are filling around on Facebook to find the Dr. Dahlia Show. Love to connect and see who's listening to the show. And also don't forget to follow us on Twitter. This is kind of interesting. They say people with psychopathic traits can't smell. Do you guys know any psychopaths that can't smell? Apparently there's a study where people who are either callous, cold, or psychopaths have trouble smelling. Now, this is published in the journal Chemosensory perception. I know, don't all break down the magazine stand trying to buy this one. Take it slow. I'm sure it'll still be there, throughout the week. But apparently it showed that people who scored high on a test of psychopathy also had more psychopathy had more problems being able to tell different smells apart. The study looked at 79 adults who didn't have a criminal background, and I guess somebody farted. Okay, sorry. Immature. The researchers conducted a number of experiments to test their ability to smell and tell smells apart, and also had them take a test that measured their lives, the levels of psychopathic traits. You almost wonder, because honestly, jail must smell really bad. And apparently, you got to just kind of get, attuned to, right? Don't you just have to get used to it after a while? Anyway, our findings provide support for the premise that deficits in the front part of the brain, probably the frontal lobe they're talking about, may be characteristic of non-criminal psychopaths. I don't know what they're talking about. All right, they can't smell. Good for them. All right, let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Okay, that was kind of boring. Let's move on. Oh, what's this? Prisoner sues jail for $500 million for being denied access to dental floss. Oh, no way. What's going on with all these people suing their jail? Didn't somebody just sue New York penal system for not paying for their sex change? Didn't somebody just, right, and they won because they murdered their wife and they were going through this transitional sex disorder. And I think it was a man trying to be a woman or a woman trying to be a man, I forget, and they successfully sued New York because they would not pay. They denied the person their sex change, and they won. I don't know how that was able to fly in our judicial system. I'm kind of shocked by what's been going on in our judicial system. But anyway, so what's this? So apparently, they say here, prisoners are suing jointly for $500 million, again, New York, in a lawsuit demanding access to dental floss. 11 inmates in Westchester County Jail in Valhalla say that a federal civil rights lawsuit, they're losing their teeth and suffering pain because they aren't allowed dental floss. They want to brush 3 times a day plus use their dental floss. They're getting cavities and bleeding gums. They feel they're going through mental anguish. I bet they're going to win. Honestly, if somebody could sue New York for not getting their sex change after killing their wife, he was convicted of killing his wife. Dental floss is going to be a piece of cake to sue for. I'm a huge fan of dental floss. I guess the reason why the prisoners aren't allowed to use it is because they could use it as a weapon. You could really kill somebody with some dental floss. I mean, these guys know what they're doing. So at that point, I would probably say, well, then they could water pick. Why don't they? No, but they could stab somebody in the eye with a water pick. I honestly wouldn't be surprised if this thing flies. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right. So they say top doctors, a group of top physicians. No, I wasn't invited. Recommend IUDs for teenagers. They say here, according to ABC News, a leading group of physicians who advise on women's health have issued new guidelines recommending for the first time that doctors offer IUDs, intrauterine devices, and implantable contraception to teenage patients. Are you kidding me? An IUD? You want to know why I was taught you don't get, you guys know what an IUD is? Yeah, I'm going to tell you. It's basically a device that you implant in the uterus. As opposed to taking hormones to prevent you from ovulating, an IUD prevents the implantation of a fertilized egg, which is why some women who, feel that's a form of abortion, look at it that way, because it prevents post-implantation pregnancy, as opposed to many birth control pills or implantable birth control, like in the arm, like Norplant, are fertilization birth control, hopefully preventing it from happening. Although, to be honest, sometimes this birth control will work by preventing the fertilized egg from transferring down the fallopian tube. You all know you get pregnant in the fallopian tube, not the uterus, right? Egg shoots out from the ovary, takes a couple days to travel through the fallopian tube. Sperm come in through the vagina. I mean, assuming they're having vaginal type of sex, sperm swim up, go by the uterus, say hi to any fibroids that are there, swim up into the fallopian tube, sperm meets the egg in the fallopian tube, And then the whole look who's talking thing happens where it starts to kind of, well, I know he goes, yee-haw, first, and the sperm gets through, meets the egg, and then it starts to divide, et cetera. Then as a union, it starts to go down the fallopian tube, land into the uterus, and then it starts to implant into the uterus and grow from there. So an IUD is a device, sometimes it's copper, sometimes it has hormone, like progesterone, that's supposed to prevent the implantation, okay, of the zygote. All right, but here's an IUD. It's kind of T-shaped. When you insert it, it's kind of in a plunger. So you stick it in the cervix. You gently place it in the cervix. You plunge, and it goes into the uterus and opens up like a T. Then there's a string, and the string comes out from the uterus into the cervix. The cervix is the bottom part of the uterus. The uterus is like a light bulb. And the cervix is the silver part to the light bulb, right? Uterus is the white part, cervix is the silver. Although it's all pink, in real life, that's kind of what it looks like. Light bulb, yeah, okay, good. So you need the string, so A, the lady could tell that it's still in the right place, because sometimes these IUDs will go up and high up in the uterine cavity, try to escape the uterine cavity, going into the fallopian tube. So if you know your string length, you know where your IUD is. But the problem with that string is infectious disease can climb up it. So you don't want a person who's sexually active, who could possibly potentially have multiple partners, get infected because the gonorrhea or chlamydia could go up, or the trichomonas can go up the string into the uterus and now cause an endometritis, could cause pelvic inflammatory disease. So we generally don't like IUDs, but according to these group of doctors, they say more than 30 young people aged 15 to 19 are sexually active. Most teens are not using birth control. So to prevent them from getting birth control, you shove one of these things in there. That's, I guess, their reasoning, because they don't think a lot of teenagers are going to be taking their birth control right. Now, I got to give them that. You know, it's hard to remember the pill. I can't tell you how many times I missed the pill. I'd be in the middle of medical school going, oh, my gosh, I was supposed to take it at 6 this morning. It's 2 in the afternoon. I'd leave class. I could take my birth control. Now, wasn't that I was a hoochie mama. You know, it just you want to make sure you take it regularly. Otherwise, it's an absolute waste. And so, yeah, you don't want these kids getting pregnant. But my problem is these IUDs, you usually give an IUD to somebody who's in a very monogamous, stable, married relationship, where hopefully they don't have multiple partners. I'm a little bit nervous about the string. And since you obviously can't cut it off, because that's the way we take the IUD out, I'm not sure if I agree with this 100%. You know, I mean, what they have to prove to me is that these kids aren't going to be exposed to STDs and the infection go up into the uterus. But we do have to do something. I don't know why all these kids are having sex, honestly. I mean, there's good TV on. Watch TV. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Michael from Owensboro writes, Doctor, you were talking about cholesterol medication. My doctor gave me 40 milligrams of Lipitor, and I began to have severe muscle aches. So he took me off the medication and told me I'm allergic to the whole class. My cholesterol is over 300. What should I take? I wouldn't say you're allergic to the whole class. I wish I could talk to you. If you're, he gave you 40 milligrams of Lipitor, you start to have muscle aches. Yes, that could be a severe reaction to the Lipitor, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're allergic to the whole class. And if your cholesterol is over 300, something should be utilized pharmaceutically to help get that number down. You know, many of you say, you know, we doctors, we go straight to pharmaceuticals too quickly. You know, we don't do natural things like diet and exercise. I always recommend diet and exercise, but at some point you need to, you know, tell it like it is and, you know, give it to you straight up. And so if somebody's cholesterol, and remember, normal is under 200, way below 200 is normal, all right? And if you're walking around with a cholesterol of 210, 225, all right, diet and exercise, all right? But if your cholesterol is over 300 and you're not a bacon-eating, you know, bacon cheeseburger, bonbon, chocolate bar eating type of guy, you know, we as doctors have the duty to tell you if we think it's something, you know, genetic. You know, I can't stand it when patients always think their medical issue is their fault. Yeah, it's my fault. My doctor said it's because I'm too fat. I have high blood pressure because I'm too fat. He wants me to lose weight and then treat me. You know, sometimes we do need to treat you because what if you never lose the weight? You know how many of us say, oh, you know what, I'll be fine. I'll drop the 30 pounds and I'll be fine. And we never are able to drop the 30 pounds. So then we as physicians need to still help you out and prevent the heart attack or the stroke or the dementia that could ensue by leaving your blood pressure high or your cholesterol high or your blood sugar high. You know, if you're mildly off, yes, we could do diet and exercise and see what happens in a month or two or 3 months. But, you know, with your cholesterol being over 300, somebody like this, yeah, we'll probably want to treat and intervene because that's what we're supposed to do. We're the doctors. We're the ones, and the nurse practitioners and the PAs, we're the ones that have the understanding that sometimes it's not all the patient's fault and you get dealt a bad hand. And for those of you that get dealt a bad hand, we need to watch you a little closer. Okay, so my recommendation is, okay, make sure the muscle aches are completely gone and make sure a month or two has passed at least. Go and get something called a CPK. The CPK looks at muscle inflammation. Okay, if the CPK is normal, and your cholesterol is 300 and you've never had an issue with the statin class before. And now, mind you, if let's say the Lipitor threw you in something called rhabdomyolysis, then yes, there's a good chance that we would never try a statin medication on you again. But if that was never officially diagnosed, you were just achy because you're on 40 milligrams, I would recommend 1/8 the dose. I would recommend something like a 5 milligram Crestor, but you being watched very closely. You get a CPK level done. If the CPK in your liver looks good and completely clear, then the doctor tries you on maybe a 5 milligram dose of Crestor because it comes in 5. All right. Or they could try a 10 milligram Zocor, but I really want to go as low as possible. But I also want to do the work. I mean, I want to get that cholesterol down. You could try a little 5 milligram dose. Of course, your doctor's supervising you. See how things go. If you don't have any aches, maybe get a CPK done in 2 weeks, 4 weeks. If you're doing okay there, get your blood work done in the month. See where your cholesterol is at. If the cholesterol falls from 300 to 250, you know, let's say, based on only 5 milligrams of Crestor, you know that HMG reductase inhibitor, you know that there's some sort of internal working going on that could kind of convince me that this is more of a genetically based type of cholesterol issue. Mind you, still do diet and exercise. If you don't have aches with the 5, we need to lower you more, then you go up to the 10 very, very slowly. We had a family member, same thing happened. Cardiologist back east looked at his cholesterol and very cockily goes, fine, I'm just going to throw you on the 40 milligram. That's what you're going to need. Why dink around and waste all this time with the 5, 10, 20? We need to protect your heart. Well, the problem is when you throw somebody from 0 to 40, they could really go into reaction. And unfortunately, our family member did end up in the hospital going into rhabdomyolysis. Now he literally is quote-unquote intolerant to the whole class, can never take one of these medications, and he has high cholesterol. Now, let's say even with the baby 5 milligram dose, you're having problems, okay? And that's a different medication, because sometimes what we'll do is we'll try a different medication at class. Then as far as I'm concerned, you're going to have to stay away from the class. You can't tolerate the class. Are there other things you could take? Yeah. There's the phenofibrate class. You also have Zetia. You could play around with some fish oil. It's not going to be as effective, though. It won't be. I'd want a nutritionist involved so the nutritionist could, you know, guide you and, you know, give you little steps and things you could do to really try to, you know, glean some of the cholesterol from your dietary, from your GI tract. Like Metamucil, for example, will bind fiber. Metamucil can bind to the cholesterol before you even absorb it. Because remember, if your body's making cholesterol, you don't want to add to the fight by taking in too much dietary cholesterol. But there are other medications you could take, Wellcol, et cetera. Not as effective as the statins, but there is something you could do. Just talk to your doctor. But if you didn't have true rhabdomyolysis, which is that inflammatory condition of the muscles that you could get with medication, I wouldn't throw out that whole class yet. There's a chance that maybe he just put you on too high a dose and you really needed to take baby steps. Many of you ask, why do you even get muscle aches? What the heck is going on with these medications? Well, for those of you that listen to my show religiously, and thank you for doing that, keep in mind, most of the cholesterol is not made in the liver, it's made in the muscle. The number one organ that makes your cholesterol is actually muscle. Then cholesterol is number two. So that's why we watch your liver and we watch your, did I say cholesterol or liver number two? I should say liver number two. So we watch your liver, we check your liver enzymes, and we watch your muscle because that's where the medication works. So, because that's where cholesterol is being converted. So pretty interesting stuff. Great question. Keep them coming. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Keep in mind, guys, whenever I'm not on air, you could always call our, phone line, and we will play your call, the next time we are live. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can always email us. And don't forget to find us on Facebook. Just search the Dr. Dahlia Show. Find me. Connect there. And also connect on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Lots of news came about this week, like organic foods not being any more nutritious than regular foods. I know that kind of ticked off the organic industry. As far as I'm concerned, the less pesticides, the better. But I got to tell you, I mean, you really spend a lot of money trying to, you know, buy a bag full of organic groceries. I did that once, and that bag was small. It was like one of those bags you used to use in the 1970s, right, when you bought groceries. Now, you know, you walk in the house with, you know, tons of plastic bags. But back then, you'd have one little bag of groceries, and that would kind of work for the week. It was that kind of size bag. Spending that kind of money on organic and stuff. I mean, you want to know that what you're getting is really worth it. I never thought organic food was more nutritious. I just thought it had less pesticides and crap in it. And if that's the case, there's definitely still a value. Also in news this week, they said yogurt may be linked to lower blood pressure. Yogurt may actually help high blood pressure. People that ate yogurt, 3 days, 1 to 3 days a week. Or is that daily? I'm reading it as I go. I thought it was like 3 days a week. 31% less likely to develop high blood pressure. And I know a lot of you men are like, wait a second. Blood pressure, that's not really manly. I'm not going to be caught eating yogurt. Nobody has to watch, right? Just go and get the yogurt. I mean, if it helps lower blood pressure, why? I don't know. They don't know why. They just found coincidentally that people that ate low-fat yogurt. Now, we do know that a low-fat dairy aspect to your diet does help blood pressure. That's really no surprise. But I like the idea of yogurt because you could stick blueberries in it, you could stick raspberries, and those help you poop. You know, any sort of fibrous type stuff that you could get in your food works. Now, frozen yogurt, ice cream with chocolate syrup, my favorite, but that doesn't count. All right, guys, great show. Don't forget to sign up for Alaska. Go to my website at drdahlia.com to get your details and sign up. You all, God bless and be safe.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.